It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
Well, you heard the lady now, didn't you? It is time for our favorite part of the day. The most thrill-packed, award-winning, fun-filled, and exciting segment of the show, where we go beyond the world of sports, things that are good, bad, and dumb. The lighter side of life is what we explore here. And producer Ron has given me fair warning already. He said that today, apparently he's got some stuff going on.
I don't know if it's I slept weird. I'm really not sure. Maybe I'm sleep deprived.
Okay.
This is just a, you know, it's a different list today.
You're not your normal self today. So this list could be a little bit wild, is what you're telling me.
It's all over the place.
Okay.
Well, forewarning, my good could be bad, my bads could be good, you know, and then it's all dumb.
Okay. So. Well, that works for me, Ron. It's good, bad, and dumb. You might just throw yourself in the dumb category.
I might today. Well, my good today, and I don't even know why I said this, but I don't know why it struck me as good. Gerard Butler dumped his model girlfriend. And I found this to be good today. You want to know why he dumped his model girlfriend?
Why?
Because he has a hard time. He has admitted this to himself. He has a hard time saying no to the plethora of women who are constantly throwing themselves at him.
Oh, well, yeah. He has a hard time saying no.
He has a hard time saying no to that.
So he decided.
So because of that. Got to dump the girlfriend. Got to dump the ball at the, you know, old woman at home.
Well, you know what? If you're Gerard Butler, I mean, why do you want to be strapped down?
Exactly.
I mean, maybe you do want to be strapped down.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably part of the problem.
But why do you want to be strapped down figuratively? Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's a good-looking guy, very fit.
Yeah.
You know what? Quite fit, yes.
Quite
fit. He's just admitting to himself, now's not the time to be. I mean, you know, George Clooney is most famous for doing this.
Yeah, totally.
You know, being a bachelor, a forever bachelor. And, you know, good on Gerard Butler just to admit it and say, you know what?
Just like we do in sports. Know who you are.
Yeah.
Know thyself. You are a chick magnet. You're a playboy. You've got beautiful women throwing themselves at you all the time. If you're not like 1,000,000% convinced that this is the one that you can't let get away, then go ahead and cut bait, man. Go out there and play the field.
Yeah.
I salute you, Gerard Butler.
See?
I salute you.
All right, good. Now I'm feeling a little bit better about myself.
Okay,
I thought maybe, you know, putting a breakup in the good category.
Now, again, if that was the one, then it's a very bad choice.
Well, you never know.
We're not in a position to know that right now.
My bad for the day is, I don't know if you've heard about this, Dylan. It's one of these things I really question society. There is a new school out there, Dylan.
Oh, I've heard about this.
It's a school for millennials. And the school is to teach millennials how to be an adult.
Don't we have schools for millennials? We call them universities and colleges. Aren't those institutions supposed to be the ones taking care of this problem?
Apparently, colleges and universities now put more emphasis on education and stuff you can learn in books than they do in life lessons. And high school does the same thing.
Give me an example of a life lesson that they're going to be teaching at the adulting university.
Yeah, here's some all-important subjects that you will learn at the adult university or the millennial, how to be an adult millennial school. Financial planning, investing, saving for retirement, meditation, home buying, career development.
These are things you know what? I'm going to cut the millennials a little bit of a break here. This isn't even a millennial problem. This is bad parenting. Your parents are supposed to teach you those things. Your parents are supposed to teach you about the value of saving money, investing wisely, making a budget, those kinds of...
Isn't it? I mean, has it been lost? Like, common practice is you're supposed to save, I mean, the bare minimum, save 10% of your paycheck.
At the bare minimum, yes.
You know, you take 10% of your paycheck, throw it in savings, don't think about it, don't touch it, ignore it, that even exists.
It doesn't even, yeah, it's not
until,
even there.
Until you're, you know, forced to buy
until
into
something
it,
goes wrong, yeah.
Because you have to replace all four of your tires.
A rainy day fund, what they used to call it. That's what my parents, this is a failure of parenting. What are parents telling their kids? If you're not telling your kid how to function in the world as a responsible adult, then what the hell are you doing?
Some of the other classes that make you laugh. That'll make you laugh at these, this adulting school for millennials, how to clean the kitchen, how to take care of a pet, how to make
gosh.
A dentist appointment.
I'm telling you, this isn't even a millennial problem. We have raised an entire generation of entitled narcissists.
I need to take a class on how to make a dentist appointment.
How to make a dentist. If you need a class on how to make a dentist appointment, you probably need more professional help than
in there
than
though
a dentist
is not
can possibly
you know
give you.
Making a hair appointment though was not on the list. So obviously
well, we know they got that covered.
We know we can do that.
We know making a beard trimming appointment would not be on the list either.
No.
So, oh God, this is terrible.
And to wrap it all up, my dumb for the day is shoplifting. Shoplifting is dumb.
I would agree.
But, you know.
There's a but?
Sometimes it's needed. You know, there are people out there who do shoplift, and they shoplift for good reasons. This, however, is not one of them. This is a Florida woman. Of course, Florida.
Yeah. Shocker there.
She was caught shoplifting at Walmart. Would you like to know what she was caught shoplifting?
I would love to know.
A Magic Mike DVD and hard salami.
Oh, no! Imagine being the cop in charge of that arrest.
The funny thing is...
So what were you planning on doing tonight, miss?
I don't know if this was dumb on her, but apparently these two items were sharing a booth together at the Walmart as well, or sharing a display case at the Walmart.
Only in a Walmart in Florida. Would that ever happen? God love you, Florida. And God love you, Tony D. He's coming up next. See you tomorrow.